All right, we welcome you back Monday morning, Redskins Roundup. We're live at Redskins Park, which is, not the happiest place on earth right now, quite honestly. Very different feel than a week ago at this time. And as we do our season finale here on Monday morning, Redskins Roundup presented by Verizon. I mean, so much to look back on. We'll spend a little time. We'll go back inside the locker room. Want to get a couple of tweets and comments and questions as we talked about. Tyler's question, I thought, was one of the most important loss subplots, why they kind of abandoned the run. I asked Mike Shanahan that after the game yesterday. It certainly sounded like he had some regrets about not being able to do that more, maybe to protect Robert, to get the offense into a flow, to open up some things maybe for Robert and the offense. Mr. Edge asks, RG3 should have come out or he should have stayed in. Why can't we talk about what kind of a good year he had? Well, we can talk about it. Absolutely. He had a great year.
Well, I don't think that's everybody knows he had a great year.
Exactly.
I mean, we know remarkable he had a great year. I mean, we just want to cover what happened this past game. He had a remarkable year. Obviously, making a Pro Bowl and everything, he probably won't play in it.
Yeah, he won't play in it.
But certainly, he had an awesome year. For him to come in as a rookie and do what he did, it certainly we got to commend him for what he's done so far.
Yeah, and you hope. There's all sorts of speculation out there, not huge into speculation. You hope it's either a re-injury to the LCL, I guess, at best. Not that you're hoping for that either, but you're hoping it's not the ACL, because that would be a second ACL in the same knee. I guess maybe your best case scenario that you hope, or worst case, depending on your perspective, is that it's an MCL. But even that is not something to sneeze at. And I guess my bigger fear is, even if it's just an MCL, and I don't demean that, you have to wonder kind of moving forward when that knee in a violent sport on quite honestly a bad surface is going to give out again in a physical game that takes its toll on your body.
Well, I think you got to look at where he's come from. You got a guy who's coming from college, obviously played at Baylor, played extremely well, but then, right after that, he's starting to work in terms of preparing and getting ready for the draft and those type things. So, I mean, now the biggest thing of what you're going to realize is getting rest. I mean, no matter if it's a MCL, which we hope is the minimum injury and not the ACL, but it's just a matter of now just getting rest. You know, from a guy who's come right out of college and go right through the draft and getting draft, come right here, starting mini camps and OTAs and right into training camp, right into the season, preseason, and then the regular season. Now it just comes down to getting rest. And now I think once you get that, I mean, we'll see, obviously, him getting better soon enough, obviously, for the season coming back next year. But right now it's just about rest and him taking care of that knee.
All right. Why don't we hear from Robert Griffin III himself, and then we'll hook up with the voice of the Redskins, Larry Michael, on the other side of that. But Robert with Larry and Sonny yesterday after the loss.
Robert, I know this is a tough way to end it for you guys, but first of all, how do you feel?
I feel fine. No one's excited about losing, so, we had a good season. We didn't want it to end this way. It did, so we'll remember this feeling and move on to next year.
How bad is your knee?
I don't know how bad it is. I mean, the people on this team know what I had to deal with to get out there every day, just to practice and to play. But at the end of the day, I'm the quarterback. This is my team, and I got to be out there ready to play with them. And I think everybody gave it their all, and, that's all we can ask for.
How did it feel in the first quarter? You guys looked like you were on a pretty good roll to start the game.
Yeah, we came out, played physical early, showed them that, when it comes to it, matching their strength with our strength, that our strength was stronger. We just didn't do it the whole game.
What'd you learn this year, Robert, about yourself? I mean, it's a pretty tough year, long, grueling season. What'd you learn?
Yeah, it gives you perspective when you can go through an injury like I did and just see the game in a different way. So, first and foremost, we have fun. We went on a 7-game winning streak and won our division. So, you try to look at the good things and then learn from the bad. And today was a bad thing, but there's a lot of other teams that were sitting at home today wanting to be where we were. And we just got to make sure that it pays off next time.
I know you wanted to be out there, but sometimes you have to think more of the whole and say, I'm not 100% coach. I can't help put in Kirk.
I don't feel that way. I'll say it time and time again. I'm the quarterback. Doesn't matter what percentage I am. There at the end of the game, I took myself out of the game after I went down because I knew I couldn't do it. And then they put Kirk in, and that's just how it goes. But if you can play, you play. that's just how it goes, and they know that. They know I'm going to play no matter what, and I don't feel like me playing out there hurt the team in any way.
Well, you really fired up this down this year. I know you know that, and I know you can't wait to get back to it next year. Optimism for the Redskins. You guys win the NFC East. A lot to be proud of.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to be proud of. You know, we did have a great season, and there's a lot of teams out there that wish they had the season we did. And, you know, we just don't. You know, you try not to bask on that. There's a lot of disappointed people in this locker room, and we'll be ready to build for the future. It just shows you what we can do, and, you know, hopefully we can do it a lot better next year.
Yeah, you haven't missed a single post-game interview with us. We really appreciate your time.
Thank
win,
you.
Lose, draw, you name it, Robert Griffin III.
Ain't looking sunny at all.
Season.
Thank you.
Robert Griffin III right there after the game in the Redskins locker room. And now we hook up with our weekly visit with the voice of the Redskins, Larry Michael, who you just heard on that interview with Robert Griffin. And Larry, I guess now 12-ish hours removed from a bitter end to the season, how do you put this loss and this season in perspective, realizing all that was accomplished yet feeling kind of empty on this Monday morning?
Well, I think you have to separate the two. I don't think you can put the loss and the season as a whole into the same perspective. I think, you know, yesterday's game, with the emotion of the day, with the injury and how, you know, how the game unfolded after taking that 14-0 lead early, it's almost like running into a brick wall and the season's over. Boom, season's over. And Antoine has lived this, you know, as a player in the National Football League. It's a pretty abrupt end to the season. And, you know, after you can relax a little bit and you can take it in and, you know, let some of the wounds heal from the season, you can put the season in perspective. I mean, obviously anybody that's been a Redskin fan over the last, for however many years, the 80th anniversary of the team this year, it knows that this town was extraordinarily fired up about this team, the run they went on, you know, to try to, you know, steal a saying from a team that is playing tonight. They kind of woke up the echoes of the Redskins fans and the passion that's there. So, you know, I think once the sting of this goes away and it's no longer the Monday after the final game of the season, you'll be able to look back and really smile about the season. It was a lot of fun.
It did have some big-time plays, Larry. I mean, we talk about the season. We know they made some big-time plays throughout the season. Obviously, it was very excited. Everybody's very excited about RG3 being here. Do you consider the season a failure because they didn't go to the Super Bowl? Obviously, that's the biggest goal throughout the year for the players. But from a team perspective, you can't count this as a failure from your season.
No, I wouldn't even come close to using that as a word. I mean, you know, you failed to win the game yesterday, yes. A super successful season. To think that this team is going to be the defending NFC East champions going into next year, to think of how this team has evolved as a franchise over the last couple of years, the youth that's now, you know, layered all through the roster, huge success for the season, being able to develop a home field advantage at FedEx Field where the fans are, you know, very much a part of winning and losing at home. I think they've built that this year. Being able to, you know, win on the road, being able to win in the division, which has been so difficult for this team over the last several years. So, no, I think this season was a huge success. Hard to feel that way the day after a loss, the way that thing unfolded. But in hindsight, you're going to look back, and then once you know, you look ahead, and you know, it's going to happen pretty quickly. I mean, this team, you know, in about a month, we're going to be going down to we're going to go over to Indianapolis for the combine. Then, you know, before you know it, you got free agency and the draft. And so this team is in position to improve on what was a division championship team. And, you know, if they improve, then maybe they'll take the next steps next year. Hard to feel it right now after that tough loss. But yeah, you have to put it in context outside of what happened yesterday and know that this team's got a super bright future, coming off a great year, and I don't think anybody, and me included, when we make these predictions at the beginning of the year, I don't think anybody, including me, had predicted they'd be NFC East champions. But that is the reality, and as the guy said, you are what your record says you are, and they're the NFC East champs. Can never take that away, and the future is very, very bright.
Larry, last thing for you, and we appreciate your time throughout the year, obviously. It would be wrong of us not to ask your thoughts on whether Robert was in there too long How did you kind of sort through that, and have you changed your opinion and thought process since during the game last night?
Not really. I mean, you know, after listening to all the comments, after talking to Robert personally and listening to what he said publicly at the press conference, talking to Coach Shanahan, I mean, I think what you learn here, you know, is that this kid's the ultimate competitor. And I think Mike Shanahan alluded to it in the future. I think you need to learn about people, and you learn this guy's not going to ever take himself out of the game. London Fletcher had some very interesting things to say after the game at his press conference, talking about, he would have left him in. He says, as long as he says he's capable of playing, this is the playoffs. This is what you fight all year for. Now, unfortunately, you know, I think that the knee injury for Robert, you know, took its toll over the course of the last several weeks. And he, you know, he wasn't playing at 100%, but, you know, he insisted on being in there. So I think you'll learn about the person. You'll learn about the fact that this guy, you know, probably will never take himself out of the game unless he's, you know, completely incapacitated. And you move on from that, and you get healthy. And Robert said it. I think the biggest thing he needs to do during the offseason, get healthy, get that knee well, and then attack the offseason like a second-year pro. He's learned a lot. I think the coaching staff needs to be commended for, you know, doing a good job and coaching him up. And despite the way this thing ended, in hindsight, you know, at halftime, you know, you wondered, you know, should they bring Kirk Cousins in there? But the team was leading the game, and if, you know, Hankerson holds on to that ball, I mean, you go back to how they could have still won this game despite the fact that he was severely restricted with that knee. It just goes to show you his will to win, and that'll never be questioned.
Larry, thank you so much, of course, throughout the year for joining us each and every Monday morning. We couldn't have done it without you, obviously. And have a great offseason. I'm sure we'll be seeing you real soon.
Thanks, Larry.
Just looking at you guys in those beautiful Verizon shirts. You guys did a great job, too.
Well, Antoine looks beautiful in his.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
I could not possibly look beautiful in mine.
Hey, man, I keep telling you, man, you got to pub yourself. Pub yourself. Pub yourself.
Thanks, Larry and Michael. We'll come back. More your tweets, comments, and questions, and more inside the locker room. Right here, Monday Morning Redskins Roundup, presented by Verizon, with you on Redskins.com, CSNWashington.com. Come on back.
Bob. Oh, hey, Alex. Just picking up some brochures, posters, copies of my acceptance speech.
Great. It's always good to have a backup plan in case I get hit by a meteor.
Wow, your hair looks great. Didn't realize they did Photoshop here.
Hey, good call on those mugs. Can't let them see what you're drinking.
You know, I'm glad we're both running a nice, clean race. No need to get nasty.
Here's your honk if you had an affair with Taylor Yard sign.
Looks good.
FedEx Office. Now save 50% on banners.
We are a winning team, a partnership supreme. Bob and the Redskins are bold, and we fight for quality, choice, and value, honesty, a cause that we vow to uphold. Yes, we'll fight, fight, fight with the last ounce of our might till those phony sales and gimmicks are no more. When you see Bob take the field, all the wannabes will yield to the Redskins' official furniture store.
As the official pizza sponsor of the NFL, Papa John's is excited for this week's big games. Get Papa John's in your house to watch your favorite NFL team. Because after all, great football deserves a better pizza. Hey, Redskins fans, it's Papa John's toppings for touchdowns time. Every Monday, get a large pizza for just $9.99 and a free topping for every Redskins touchdown. Double the toppings with a Redskins victory. Papa John's, official pizza of the Washington Redskins.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
You said you'd get me on the field.
I did get you on the field.
You are Brian Arakpo, all-pro linebacker. Surely you could do better than this.
Come on, sunshine. It's game time. Squad's waiting.
This is embarrassing, Brian. It got me on the bottom of the pyramid.
You know what else is embarrassing? Paying too much for car insurance. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, we welcome you back to Monday Morning Redskins Roundup, presented by Verizon. There's so many comments and questions that address, should the Redskins have yanked Robert Griffin III? Please understand and realize that we're not going to keep asking the same question over and over again.
It was an executive decision to leave him in. He's a competitor. That's how it is. It happened.
Exactly. Antoine Randall L. made the decision. So you can voice all your frustrations. to him as I
I'm telling you, people,
as I throw my co-host under the bus.
It's tough. It's tough.
Happy end of the season, pal.
Yeah, it's tough. Yes.
Claymore at Redskins, hashtag, as you see on your screen, Redskins Talk, says, how do you think the team can build off of what they accomplished this year? I see nothing but positives for next year. Assuming that Robert is not out for a significant period of time next year.
Regardless. Regardless if he's out or not, this team has a lot to build on.
Okay.
And you got to go back to 3-6, all right? 3-6, and it's really like 3-6 and starting over with a whole new team. If you consider the amount of injuries that they lost at that point, and then really building from there, winning 7 straight games, getting in the playoffs, and obviously losing Seattle. But you got to give them credit for what they've done, coming from 3-6 and winning those 7 straight games. But the injuries that they suffered before that, I think that's one of the biggest things. The injuries that they suffered, and it's almost like you just had to start all over. So you got to give them credit with the guys they brought in, bringing in RG3 and then bringing in the wideouts to come in and make some big-time plays, and obviously choosing a six-round draft pick in Alfred Morris to come in and make some big-time plays in the running game. So, they've built it from the inside out. You see the offensive line who they brought in and made the changes right there. So they have a lot to build on. We talk about the season earlier. We were just talking about with Larry about if the season's a failure or not. From a player's perspective, you feel like it's a failure because you didn't get to the bowl and you didn't win. That's the idea to win the championship every year. But it's still some things you can build off on going into the next couple of years.
All right,
no question.
Let's look, and I agree with you. I think the bigger issue is that the foundation has been laid,
yeah. It's
been poured, and now it's been built upon, and this isn't just a one-person team.
Right.
So let's point that out. I do believe this team could win consistently with the right preparation and the right mentality with Kirk Cousins if he knows he's going to be the starter for any length and period
right.
of time, okay? So let's just start there because I think the team around him is better. It's far from a perfect team, but let's look at what they have and maybe
Chris,
what they're also missing.
There is no perfect team.
No, absolutely.
But defense, they got to make some adjustments on defense.
Now, Carricker and Arakpo are going to come back. We presume they will be healthy and back
right.
to something close to what they were before they left. Two huge improvements. Brandon Merriweather's probably going to be a iffy for the start of the season, torn ACL in mid-November. Didn't have the surgery until, I believe, early December. We saw Adrian Peterson obviously come back
right.
in a shorter amount of period of time, but that's one guy. You can't necessarily go by that. But at some point, we presume, hope, Brandon Merriweather will be back. The question I have for you, two guys, one on defense, one on offense. D'Angelo Hall makes $8 million under the salary cap upcoming in the 2013 year. None of that, if they chose to cut him, would be dead money. None of it. It's all essentially base and non-guaranteed. Would you keep D'Angelo Hall at $8 million under the cap, or would you try and restructure or do something to lower the team, mm-hmm. Lower the cap number, rather,
right.
so that you can retain his services?
Well, every GM, if you ask every GM in America right now, they would say they want D'Angelo Hall back, but they don't want him at the $8 million.
Okay.
I mean, that's a high number. And especially just being where he is and his age and the things he's done. Again, he made some big-time plays throughout the year. Even if you bring him inside and give him a slot role or whatever, but the $8 million is a bit much. And you would think that's going to be the negotiator, that's going to be the talk with D'Angelo returning. If he returns, he's got to take some type of pay cut.
All right, and on the offensive side, and of course, there are other free agents. Lorenzo
right.
Alexander is one. We'll get to him.
You got to take care of Lorenzo.
Yeah, right?
Give him the money.
Right. So I wasn't even going to ask that because I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah. One-man gang
that
showed
he
up.
Has to be retained
right.
I don't want to say any cost, but pretty much any cost. I mean, Lorenzo
he's gotta be a guy
can that almost basically name his price, and the Redskins might be obliged and forced. And I don't think Lorenzo will hold the franchise for ransom, but to me, that's a pretty obvious one.
Right.
What isn't so obvious, and I just ask because Corey Lichtensteiger tried to play through it, got re-hurt on the first series. He's been a rock for this team when healthy, but his body has failed him at times over the last 2 years. How do you weigh that as an unrestricted free agent, knowing his value, knowing his toughness, but yet also knowing that his body isn't 100% over the last year and a half.
And what year is he in? Let's start with that.
He's going into, this is the end of his fourth year.
You got
third year with the Redskins, fourth year of service.
Sometimes you go through that in terms of the first 4 years, in terms of getting, you know, really coming out of your shell, you know, working through injuries and that type of things. And GMs look at that. They know how you play through it, and they've seen that. They've seen the effort that he puts forward. So I think if you really look at Corey, it's going to be an idea of just, you know, really working through some things and bringing him back, because he really deserves – I think he deserves to be back and be on that offensive line because of what he brings and what he's done.
Retain your core.
Yeah, you got to. I mean, what they've established this year, mm-hmm. in the run game, in the passing game, protecting RG3, you got to be able to keep that core together. And, you know, just, again, him playing through what he's played through, and he's continued to show up and make some big-time plays.
All right.
You got to keep it.
I agree.
He's a young guy.
And there'll be a lot of talk about this. Why don't we go back inside the locker room if we can fire up Mike Shanahan? Because,
yep.
you know, of course, he's the guy that will have to make, quite honestly, he's the guy that did or did not make the decision yesterday. And now he's the guy that has to make all of these decisions moving forward. Again, despite all the frustration, I think a tremendous job out of Mike Shanahan and his coaching staff all year long, adjusting on the fly, creating mm-hmm. things. So it's only fair that we give him the forum to explain his side of things for those that have not heard it yesterday. Mike Shanahan talking about yesterday's loss, but all, of course, this team moving forward.
All right, Coach, 3, 2, 1. Coach has said only one team's going to go home happy. Unfortunately, it's not going to be the Washington Redskins. Tell us what happened tonight.
He's red.
Well, I mean, you got to play a full 60 minutes, and we started out great. You know, that first half or first quarter, we got 14 points. I think we got 9 first downs. And then all of a sudden, we played one of our first – or the rest of the three quarters, probably as bad as we played. Couldn't get much going. We had some opportunities to get some third downs, and we were just pretty inconsistent. Sometimes that happens, but you hate for it to happen in a playoff game.
What is the status of Robert Griffin? I mean, he got hurt, went out of the game. It affected your offense because you didn't have your full repertoire of him running the ball and stuff. But what is his status now?
I really don't know. The doctors will have an MRI. We'll take a look at the MRI and should know a lot more later on this evening or early tomorrow.
Coach, did you consider taking him out anytime along the way before, obviously, Kirk did come in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I thought about taking him out right at halftime, and I really talked to the doctors, and kind of got a gut feeling where he was at. And, you know, he told me, he said, "Hey, Coach, I guarantee you, I'm not injured. I'm hurting a little bit. I don't want you to take me out. I guarantee you that, you know, you'll see me bring this team back." And so I understood. You know, I've been around quarterbacks, and, you know, kind of get to know people more and more as the more time you spend with them. I'll know more next year than I will this year. But, you know, that's what you want in players, and you got to make those tough decisions. But the doctors felt like he was still ready to stay in, and they felt like he could still perform, so that's what we did.
Coach, you have to be proud of how resilient this team has been down the stretch to win 7 straight. This was a hard-working group, wasn't it?
Yeah, you got to be special to win 7 straight. You got to have a lot of guys playing at Pro Bowl level. You got to have a lot of young guys come in to help your football team win. And that's what we had. We had a lot of young guys step up and play at a Pro Bowl level. A lot of veteran players lead and play at the same level that we need them to play at to have a chance to pull that off. And, you know, I was really happy with the fans. You know, in the second half of the season, they were behind us. You could feel it. And it was kind of contagious in the locker room. So it was it was a good second half of the season. Just disappointed that we had to end it this way.
Coach, you've obviously turned the organization around. The football team was the NFC East champions. The Redskins can hold their heads up high. And I know you're probably itching to get back to work. I know you want to take a break.
Yeah.
But I know you're probably looking ahead with optimism.
No, we are. We are. You know, you can just tell the feel in that locker room. It's a special group of guys. They believe in each other. They know they accomplished a lot this year. Not we set out, you know, you always want to finish the right way, but, you know, very happy with our football team and direction we're headed.
Thanks for all the time this year, Coach. We appreciate it very much.
Okay, Larry. Thanks, Sonny.
Chris, Coach is red, hot, mad, buddy. I mean, it's amazing how he's able to, you know, keep that under wraps and not really, not necessarily explode, but not really show his true frustration right there, because obviously he is red hot mad.
That's all Antoine Randle is. All I can say.
Good job, Coach.
On that, we are. Well, seriously, thanks to Coach Shanahan for joining the show every week. We've enjoyed bringing that to you. We will come back and put the icing on this sad cake on this Monday morning here in Redskins Park. Hey, I had to come up with something.
We'll be
Monday
back.
Monday morning Redskins Roundup.
Ryan, I get it. He's your buddy. He's got some ideas. I'll listen.
I appreciate it.
Gentlemen, Brian Arakpo Merchandising. Hungry? Oh, Snackpo. For energy? Arakpo. And here we have the Coat Rakpo. Huh?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is perfect.
Packers are going to be tough this year.
Hope so.
Aw.
Yes!
I mean, aw, yeah.
That's six sacks on the season.
Actually, it's seven.
Even better, baby.
With NFL Mobile from Verizon, no one will know the game better than you.
Hey, Matthew!
Well, almost no one. Watch live NFL games Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights on NFL Mobile, then experience football on Verizon 4G LTE.
We are a winning team, a partnership supreme. Bob and the Redskins are bold, and we fight for quality, choice and value, honesty, a cause that we vow to uphold. Yes, we'll fight, fight, fight with the last ounce of our might, till those phony sales and gimmicks are no more. When you see Bob take the field, all the wannabes will yield to the Redskins' official furniture store.
As the official pizza sponsor of the NFL, Papa John's is excited for this week's big games. Get Papa John's in your house to watch your favorite NFL team. Because after all, great football deserves a better pizza. Hey, Redskins fans, it's Papa John's toppings for touchdowns time. Every Monday, get a large pizza for just $9.99 and a free topping for every Redskins touchdown. Double the toppings with a Redskins victory. Papa John's, official pizza of the Washington Redskins.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
All right, well, unfortunately, this is the season finale of Monday Morning Redskins Roundup. Before I let Antoine Randall take us out and say the final words, I just want to thank you guys all for watching throughout the year. It's been fun to bring you this new and exciting venture on Redskins.com, CSNWashington.com. I certainly want to thank our two host sites. I want to thank our great crew, staff Phil Lazo, Charlie Broyhill, and the effervescent Kara Trotter. Who makes fun of me about every chance she gets. And I will shut up for the first time this year and say, thank you, sir. Well, it's been a pleasure to work with you.
Again, thank you and thank to all who have helped out and certainly to the fans who have tuned in and watched us. This has been a wonderful time. And it is the last one. And we'll see you in the offseason as we get ready for another season, looking at the draft and who we're going to be bringing in. So until that time, God bless and be well.